SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Beached whales and carcasses floating close to shore can create a logistical challenge for authorities. It's something scientist Dr. Vanessa Perotta says needs to be addressed.
Often the general public don't think about what to do with whales once they pass. And in reality, a whale stranding or a beaching is a logistical challenge post the actual event. So trying to deal with the body, there's a variety of different methods that can be used. And towing out to sea is one, or burial on land away from the beach is another thing.
But there's a push to improve the way we return the carcasses to deeper waters after a string of whale strandings on the East Australian coastline. Dr. Perotta says it's important because they can play an important role long after they die.
Whales serve a huge ecosystem role by providing a large amount of nutrients to marine life at higher levels and then lower trophic levels, or lower levels in the environment where creatures might not necessarily have access to huge amounts of nutrients. And you can only imagine when an animal the size of a bus dies, they may float for a period of time and then fall to the bottom of the ocean, which is known as a whale fall, feeding creatures down at those lower levels.
A team of researchers at Queensland's Griffith University are developing a method to accurately predict where a whale carcass will end up and make towing a more feasible option. Researchers have been given the perfect opportunity to put their theory to the test by intercepting and tagging a humpback whale carcass off Queensland waters. They observed the role of winds and currents in how the remains moved over 150 kilometres of ocean. Researchers like Dr. Olaf Meinecke say they have discovered wind played a big role in setting the course for the whale carcass.
It was interesting to see that one might initially think that, you put it into a current that goes south, then it will drift south, but this is not what happened. So, trying to understand where the main wind direction will be over a couple of days is quite important to determine where the best location is.
Dr. Meinecke says while the team was tracking the tagged carcass, they repurposed technology used to track missing vessels using things like currents and tides to accurately predict the path the whale's body would take.
Like, even with that software package, it's now possible to make some prediction of whether it goes towards the shore or it will go offshore. But I mean, one of the good results from this study was also to show, look, in the first couple of days, it's the wind that will be the main driver. So if you know what the main wind direction will be for the first 3 to 4 days of release, then it will give a very good idea of whether it comes closer to shore or will actually be pushed offshore.
Researchers say they're hopeful they'll be able to help authorities predict the best release location at sea and reduce the risk of the remains washing ashore.
But I guess it's a good start, and it was good to see that a software designed for something completely different can actually apply it to this. And if it's a readily available tool, then it's also a lot easier for authorities to just say, look, here's this tool. Can you do this simulation? Please let us know, is it feasible to tow this whale offshore, and where should we do it?
Research into whale carcass movements and ocean conditions will continue in order to improve the accuracy of the technology. Kira Hain, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.